Hello, beautiful women, and welcome to the Claimed Podcast. I'm Anna Rova, your host, and let me tell you a little bit about myself if you're new to the podcast. I'm a femininity and feminine embodiment coach, and I run a very powerful program for single successful women who want to attract and keep committed masculine men, or women who are already in relationships but want to change that feminine masculine polarity in their relationship. All right. Welcome, everyone, to the Claimed Podcast, YouTube, IG, whatever channel you're listening or watching this. Welcome. Today, I have a very special guest with me. Her name is Sylvia. She is calling all the way from Portugal. Hi, Sylvia. Welcome to Claimed.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me, Anna. So great to be here.
Yeah, I'm happy you're here as well. We were just chatting before we pressed the record button, and I was telling you how I remembered last time we met was few years ago in Amsterdam, actually, for coffee, and I was pregnant with my first one, and now I'm pregnant with my second one, and here we are meeting again, a bit of a deja vu, but we also live in a very different world, and we're meeting online, and so super happy to have you here today. Sylvia, thank you. We have a juicy conversation about style and fashion, especially if you are 40 plus. So I've just been telling Sylvia a little bit about the fact that, you know, style and fashion has been my personal journey and exploration over the last 2 years. You know, I've worked with a few different stylists, not many, but a few. And then I jumped into quite a few different courses over the last years and really rediscovered their part of myself as a woman, which I think so many women at the back of their minds and deep down inside want to, you know, look great, feel great in their closets, in their attire, and how they dress. But for some reason, and we can hopefully talk about this, Sylvia, in terms of like what the hell is going on and why so many women just don't know how to look good, dress good, what are the rules of the closet and fashion. And it's all very, very complicated. And I was telling you that, you know, in my coaching program that I work women with, obviously we focus on men and relationships, and I help successful women shift and transform so they can attract a committed masculine man by embodying who they are as women and their femininity. As part of that journey, there's a huge part and a milestone, which is called rediscovering yourself as a woman. And part of that is rediscovering, you know, what you are really connected to your senses, to beauty around you, to style, to fashion, to makeup, and really almost like shifting that belief system, which was mine as well, that something like makeup and fashion in particular is very frivolous. It doesn't really matter. It's for women who are, you know, not of substance, or, well, at least this was my belief system. You know, I never knew how to do this. This is stupid and expensive, and I don't even know. So a lot of my clients have been asking more information about it. And my recommendation to them, Sylvia, was always, first, work with a stylist, because this is going to change your life as it has mine. So before we jump into all of that, I have some icebreaker questions for us. And Sylvia, you've been on my podcast before a long time ago. It was Girl Skill, and I was talking about female success, and I was interviewing you about your business and all of that. But today we have a very different conversation. So I just remembered that. That was funny. So let me ask you some icebreakers, and then we'll jump into the subject of style and fashion. Okay. So, Sylvia, what is the latest book that you have read?
Oh, I read several books at the same time. I mean, I don't know if you've ever read this. I thought it would be quite interesting for you, because I'm reading what is it called? Hang on, I did make a note of that. Mm-hmm. I'm reading Doris Lessing, The Golden Notebook. It's a very old book. It's quite a radical book at the time. It's from the 60s and talks a lot about that dynamic between men and women. So I've also read Atomic Habits, James Clear, Rutger Bergman, Humankind, Eckhart Tolle. You know, I'm a very avid reader. I read lots and lots of books.
I also have, you should see my bedside table, there's like five books on it. And it all, you know, when you're reading a lot of books at the same time, it almost feels like you're never going to finish any of them. And then you keep adding to that list, into that bookshelf. And I'm like, when is this going to end? I need to go one by one. But then I get bored at some point and I crave variety. Yeah.
Well, it's never going to end for me because I have this new app called Storytel. I don't think it's not available everywhere. But I mean, basically, you can get as many books as you want. And I like to listen to book. And I tend to listen to fiction books before I go to sleep, when I wake up. And then when I walk, quite a bit, I always, listen to books that will teach me something. And then sometimes I just want to learn things, or I just want to communicate things to my audience, and I read a book for that. So they're all for different times during the day. So, it's going quite well. And that's what I like about something like Storytel. You can't just get a book, see if you like it, and if you don't, no problem, because you can get as many books as you like every single month. So I love Storytel.
So Storytel is an app that you use?
Yes.
Okay, cool. We're going to link in the show notes to that and to the books you mentioned. Atomic Habits, I know of, haven't read it yet, and obviously all the other books. Haven't heard of the Golden Notebook, but that's interesting. I'll put that on my list.
Well, I'm not sure if you find it interesting, but I mean, it is. It was a very radical book in its time, in the 60s. And it talks a lot about, about that friction between men and women and things that you talk about, I think. But, you might hate it. I mean, some people hate it, but it is one of the classics. It's actually in one, I found it because it's in the top 100 of Guardian books, best Guardian, from the Guardian, the best top 100. And I found it and I thought, oh, that sounds interesting. It's a very long book.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing that with us. My next question, Sylvia, is who's one person dead or alive that you would love to have dinner with and why?
Well, I like Oprah, which may be a little bit, a standard answer, but I just think that she's met so many interesting people. I love the way that she talks about spirituality and about thinking deeper, so that's one person. For that reason, I think Eckhart Tolle would be very interesting, right? I think I love his work as well. So I would love to speak to him. And Michelle Obama, again, a woman I greatly admire. So let's leave it to that.
Yeah, great list. Great top three. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And the last question for you, Sylvia, in this segment is, what is the wildest thing you've ever done?
Oh, I don't know that. What is the wildest? I think I'm jumping out of an airplane with a parachute when I was like 20 or something, or even before that. I went on a holiday and we were going to jump out of airplanes, basically. And I looking back, and I thought, really, did I do that? And that's crazy. And this was before the time that we had these really wonderful square parachutes. We still have a round parachute. And then they told us, not to end, not to land on the strip where the planes take off. And of course, I landed on there, and it was very painful, and then I got told off by everybody. So I mean, looking back, I think that was pretty crazy. I think, wow, that I did that and I had the guts to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the wildest thing, well, I guess considering for whom, but I've known you for quite some time now, and we connected through our online entrepreneurship kind of network that we've been together in. And it's one thing when you travel the world and work online and jump into all of that stuff when you're 20 or 20, when I started, I think I was 24, but you've been doing this for quite some time. And so I always looked at you, Sylvia, as someone who embraced that side and that an online business and being on the way. I know you lived for a few years in Singapore, Australia, and now you're in Portugal. So to me, that was like really, and I think you're one of the very few that's, 40 plus, let's say, and has gone out of the norm, because it's easy when you're 25. And when I was doing this, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm a digital nomad, no responsibilities, no family, no nothing, you just go. And it's a lot harder to do it. And I guess even go against the norm of, being a woman.
It is quite funny here now in Portugal, right? Because I still identify a little bit as a digital nomad in a way, right? I'm location independent, and I like to talk to other people that are in digital business because they understand what we do. It, you know, it's always nice to talk to people that understand what you do. And because, you know, when I lived in Singapore, a lot of people would say, oh, you're still doing a blog, you're still doing, and kind of making fun of me, right? Mm-hmm. And I was always saying, well, it makes me good money, right? And I'm really like, you know, you have no idea what a freedom that business has given me, right? This little blog of mine that I started doing 10 years ago makes me so much money now and has given me the life that I really want, right? And yeah, I suppose that is part of my determination. Like if I want something, I just won't stop until I achieve it, right? And so, I suppose you could say that's wild because I've not compromised, right? When I had jobs also earlier on, if I really didn't like it or the boss mistreated me, I would be out of there, right? I would be gone.
Yeah. And so that brings us nicely into the conversation of not necessarily your business, but what your business is about, because you also built your online business, and which is a lifestyle business for you, around this subject of fashion and style for women. So your business is called 40 Plus Style, and specifically within the niche for women who are 40 plus. And, you know, in my program and the women who are following me, they're in their 30s or 40s. Definitely there's women who are, you know, 40 plus who would benefit from your knowledge and from, you know, your expertise. So maybe we start with your introduction. Tell us who you are, Sylvia, and what you do.
Okay, well, I'm Sylvia. I'm Dutch. I've lived all over the world. And 10 years ago, I lived in Singapore and I was already creating websites for other businesses. But I really wanted to have my own entity, my own thing, right? I wanted to have my own business, not answer to anybody, basically. But for me, freedom, ultimate freedom has always been that I'm completely my own boss in every sense of the world. So I decided that I wanted to have a website. And I started several websites, but at one point I stumbled upon the idea of doing a website for women over 40. So it's not just 40 plus, it's every woman over 40. And why that group? Because I knew that there were already so many websites for women, fashion websites, right? And I wanted to do something specifically for women over 40 because I knew that a lot of them were struggling. I had been struggling in Singapore. It was like people, you know, I came from Australia and I was a young mother when I was in Australia. And my style had slided a little bit, you know. I got very casual. I got very, a little bit complacent in a way. And when I went to Singapore, I sometimes got criticism like, really, you only have one bag? Are you really taking that backpack to the party? Or, you know, you should really, you know, I knew I had to up my game because, you know, there every now and then people would go to parties and they would dress up and I didn't have the proper shoes, I didn't have the proper accessories and I felt out of place. So I had always been interested in fashion. It just like slid a little bit. And then in Singapore, I found myself again, right? Because I really had to find myself again. And then when I learned that and when I got really interested in that, I just wanted to know more and help other women with that. And that's how 40 Plus Style was born.
Okay. Well, tell me more about that journey with fashion that, you know, because you make it sound so easy. I've been always interested in fashion. I need to up my game. And then, you know, I was doing that. And I'm like, yeah, great. But how did you actually do that? Because, oh God, I was talking to another woman who's a stylist yesterday, and I was just explaining to her that my journey with that has been quite an interesting one because, you know, as I said, I had so many preconceived notions and misconceptions. I never understood it. You know, I grew up on magazines, on fashion magazines and beauty magazines like every woman has. And when I open that magazine, what I see is, oh, here are the latest trends and, you know, and then here's this and floral. Oh, and here's some makeup and here's some, you know, visual pictures of something, a beautiful Vogue kind of spread or whatever. But I never was taught how to dress well. What are the principles there? You know, I was kind of like shopping randomly for anything that I thought, you know, I'm a skinny girl and so I never had weight issues. I had all other types of issues besides weight. But I thought, oh, you know, if I'm skinny and I kind of have a good body, then I should just dress in everything that's really tight. And then, so, you know, because I never learned how to do it. And then I looked at all these women who somehow inherently dressed well. And I thought, oh, you got to have a lot of money and whatever. So when I started on this journey of actually getting into how does style work? What is fashion? And the whole, I mean, it's a whole like a whole mindset shift, right? Like color theory and capsule wardrobe and all of that. I'm like, excuse me, why are the fashion magazines and all of the stuff out there not teaching women how to do that? Like, no, it's like secret knowledge that's being kept hidden under I don't know what and for what reason. So I'm curious about your opinion on that.
Yeah, well, I think it is a little bit. Some of those stylists, right? Some of those Vogue editors, right? They feel that you have a style or you don't. And I think that's such a wrong opinion. I think that's so wrong because, you know, how do you learn style? You usually learn it from your mom, right? Or people in your close environment. Some people have a natural interest in style. Some people don't. Some people, you know, have mothers that teach them. Some people don't, right? So a lot of the women find themselves in their 40s and they still don't know what looks good on them. And yeah, I totally agree. I mean, Vogue won't teach you what to wear. Vogue won't teach you how a silhouette works. Vogue won't teach you proportions, right? So when a lot of people stumble on my site and they get these really detailed instructions or, you know, guidelines on how to dress for particular body types or how to really understand your style personality in order to dress for how you feel, right? Because I might say, oh, okay, Anna, you have to wear this, this, and this, and I think this looks really good on you. But if you don't really feel good on it, it won't work. So I always encourage my students to start with really understanding themselves. And that's why I do have a style personality test on my site that people can find out what their style personality is. And of course, it's just a small test, right? But it gives you a start. And a lot of women, it's like, wow, it's like, the world has opened up to me, and some say, okay, it doesn't match at all. But quite a few say, yeah, I now understand my style. So when you understand what kind of style personality you have, right? Is it more architectural? Is it more flowery? Is it more bohemian? Is it more modern? Is it more, you know, once you understand that, then you can start to look at what kind of body type do I have and what looks good on my body type? Do I want to flatter my body type or do I just want to be eccentric and I don't really care about figure flattery, right? So then you can look at those details. And I think proportions are really important in an outfit. And proportions I like to refer to as the rule of thirds. Like, for example, in a photograph, we know that when you position something slightly off center more to, then it looks better. And it's the same with an outfit. If you have like a two-third, one-third silhouette, it looks flattering, it looks good. So yeah, there's all kinds of ways where you can start. But I would say it starts with your personality and then it starts with your body type and understanding what you like and don't like, what you want to highlight and what you want to downplay. And once you know those things, then you can start to start playing with outfits and looks and see what feels right to you. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense. And this has definitely been my journey. I know, you know, different stylists and I guess people who work with style have very different approaches because it's like, what is beauty and how it looks like? And I'm very fascinated by, you know, every single, you know, because there's like color theory and types and like all kinds of different things. You're just going to find what works for you. But I like what you said. It all begins with understanding yourself and your style personality. So that's the first thing. And so I'm guessing women can go to your website if they're interested, Sylvia, and do that test. And it kind of gives guidelines. So could you give me an example? I'm very curious on a practical level, like, I don't know, what do you, so I just wanted like a role play, for example, so we can clearly see, mm-hmm. and maybe we should do this with my example, I don't know. Could you ask me some three tricky questions and identify my style of personality or something like that?
Right, okay, well, yeah, I mean, do you like your clothes to be flowy or quite strict?
Probably flowy.
Do you have more, you know, loose fabrics or do you have things that have more structure?
Like in my current wardrobe or what I like in general?
Well, it should be in your current wardrobe if that's what you like, right? See, that's the thing, right? Sometimes we like things and if it's not in your wardrobe, then something has gone wrong, right?
Well, I guess I've been influenced by different things that I'm learning now, but in general, I'd say probably more flowy if I would look at what I've been wearing before and, you know, skirts and kind of, so flowy, yeah.
And do you like more neutral colors or do you like more vivid colors?
This is so hard for me to answer, Sylvia, because if we would have this conversation maybe a year or 2 years ago, I would give you different answers because I've been so, I guess, into like first my journey started with color theory. And the color theory was all about, all right, Anna, we're going to look at what color are your eyes, what color are your eyebrows, your natural tones of your skin tone, and then would identify. And that's actually what I'm sharing in my program with women because I created my program a year ago. Now, a lot of things have changed for me and I realized that color theory is actually not everything. But back then it would be like, all right, well, you're in warm fall and therefore these colors will suit you. But now, because I'm learning and doing different programs, I'm actually, you know what? You wear what you love and you can wear red and you can wear green. You can wear whatever color you like, although this can form the basis. So your question as to what I like and what I prefer, it's kind of different because I do like neutral tones. I guess depends on the mood and how I feel, you know, that's how I would answer that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And when it comes to colors, right, I mean, people can be very strict about colors like winter or spring or that. I like to not be so strict about that because I feel that, you know, your intuition in terms of colors often serves you well. And of course, there's some colors. And once you're aware of what suits you, or if you have a warm or cooler skin tone, doesn't mean that you can't wear all these other colors. Just means that you might have to wear a scarf or something, you know, like, for example, I know that if I wear too much black or too much white, it's much better for me to add red glasses because red looks really good on me. I've got a more warmer skin tone. So already I can overcompensate for the fact that I might wear a very neutral outfit, very architectural outfit, but then add some really colorful accessories in the colors that are good on me. And then that's already enough, right? But I think with colors as well, I mean, contrast level and that sort of thing is often way more important than the actual colors itself, right? So if you look a little bit at how the contrast is in your skin, with your hair, with your eyes, you know, you might want to reflect that in your clothes. So when it comes to color, there's a lot more than just the hues, right? There's also the contrast level. There's also the how bright or how subdued it is, that kind of thing. But yeah, I mean, I would never, you know, if you say I love all these colors, I would then never say, hey, you can't wear this anymore because that's not the perfect colors for your skin tone. You know what I mean? I think it's super, super important that you wear what you love. And if you become aware of that certain colors may look good on you, because to be honest, often when you go to two different image consultants, you get two different results, then you can still incorporate them, but in different ways.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how did you, Sylvia, learn when you start talking? I'm like, oh my God, this is so complicated, you know, and I feel like so many women are like hues and colors. And when you ask like, what do you like? It's like, yeah, in the past I liked bright colors, but then I didn't know how to choose the right one for me and what really suits my color. So, you know, there's so much here that needs to be unpacked and unraveled and actually just learned. Like literally I had to sit down in one course when I learned color theory and temperature and everything. I had to actually sit down and draw like this woman, which was brilliant. She made us, you know, pick different colors and then, you know, draw a big rectangle and then divide it into four parts. And let's say the original color was your bright color. Let's say we take a green, that's your green. And then you add white to the right, and then that becomes pastel green. And you can see how that combination of white and bright green becomes pastel. And then next you add a little bit of black into that green, and that becomes like dark green. And then you add even more black into that. So then that becomes almost like a monochrome green that's really, really dark. And then you look at the color circle and like I was just fascinated by it. I was like, what?
Yeah.
And then how you bind the colors together, they have to be, you know, like what I learned just to share and see, Sylvia, are you working with these principles? It's what fits together and what really matches in terms of colors and wardrobe is if they are on the same color tone, I suppose. So for example, you take, I don't know, three bright colors, red, blue, and green, and then you add white into all of them, they become pastel. Those pastel colors really fit good together. And then all the bright colors fit good together. Yeah. And then there's the triangle and the opposites. And I was just like with this color circle running around, you know, being like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And then it becomes second nature the more you practice and the more you think and you're so, do you know what I mean? It's something that has to be, I guess, learned and understood. And that's why I was so perplexed about all of this.
But like most things in life, you learn the best by doing things, right? Mm. I actually got color training. I went to the School of Color and Design in Australia. But to be honest, I don't really use too much theoretical in my trainings, right? I do have a very advanced color section in my course where an image consultant actually goes very much into detail about all these things. But I find that when you start analyzing too much and get too much focused on the details, you kind of lose it and you lose your creativity because you want things to be perfect, right? And of course, what you're saying is true, right? Usually if you combine colors, then you want to, if you combine something really, really bright with something really, really pastel, sometimes it doesn't work. But then you look at the style stars and sometimes they do things that are not supposed to be doing and then they look amazing, right? So sometimes the juxtaposition of two things, which basically means that you create some kind of contrast, makes the outfit really interesting. So one thing that I always like to tell my people, like a lot of people when they start dressing, they just wear one color or two colors. And I always tell them, make it a little bit more three-dimensional by adding an extra color or adding a little bit of texture. And you can do that with an accessory. You could do that with glasses. You could do that with something else. Just to make the outfit, just like in interiors, they do the same thing, right? An interior is only interesting when you have like a bit of texture, a little bit of depth, a little bit of... And you do that same thing with an outfit. So if an outfit is, for example, very monochromatic or very two-dimensional, you'd want to add a little bit of extra with a bulky necklace, right, to add that extra dimension. So you can do that with color. You can do that with shapes. You can do that with all kinds of things. And it makes the outfit just a little bit more interesting. Because getting dressed can be actually really simple, right? You can have like, you know, some kind of uniform or some kind of outfit that you just know, looks good on you. Like skinny pants and a simple shirt looks good on me. And then I usually add an asymmetrical element and then I'm already in my style, right? Mm. My style is all about asymmetry, something a little bit different, something a little bit unusual. And then it can be very simple. And then all you have to do is maybe add a necklace or something extra and that's it. That could be your outfit.
You make it sound so simple, Sylvia. I love it.
Yes.
Okay, so I guess with the first thing about your style personality, because I guess I wanted to have a live demonstration of how that works, but it seems like I've been perhaps influenced by too much and I didn't play with your questions and then we got into all the other things. But I think no matter where you start, like if you want to start somewhere, I think what you have on your website is really good because it is about, and what I'm learning is about knowing who you are, what you like, also perhaps what goals you have, how you want to present yourself and what is the message that you want to send and how you want to feel in what you wear.
Yeah.
So yeah, that makes sense. And then women can go to your website and your website is 40plusstyle.com.
Yeah, if you go to 40plusstyle, I think that's pretty prominent, the style personality quiz. It's on the homepage, but you also get a pop-up or something. The thing is, if you do the style personality quiz, right, you get like a result and you may think that is spot on or you may think maybe not. And then I will also send you an email and I will show you all the style personalities. We have 12. And what you can do then is like whether you resonate or whether you don't, you can go to each of the page because for each style personality, we created a capsule. Right? Like a capsule wardrobe, which is basically a set of clothes that all match and match. So basically that could be your whole wardrobe. And then you could just look at that, right? So you can do the test, see if it resonates. And if it doesn't, or if it does, you look at all the capsules and then see which resonates the most. And then you can say, yeah, this feels like me and maybe not. And usually most people are a mixture of style personalities, right? We're usually not just one. We usually have, like you say, sometimes you're in a different mood. So you usually are a combination of things. And then you just have to start playing, you know, do a lot of playing, just like anything else, practice, do something else, do something a little bit different, right? And I think also a lot about this is that sometimes people are so afraid to stand out, right? They're so afraid they just want to blend in. And I'm like, why would you want to blend in? Why won't you stand out? On the one hand, women want to have compliments. On the other hand, they're very afraid to stand out. But sometimes standing out can be as simple as wearing, I didn't wear my jewelry, but I have like this two-finger ring, which is very subtle. And people always comment on me on that, right? So when you had an event and you wear something very simple, but then you have this really unique accessory, you know, that's a way to stand out in a quiet way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I'm at your website right now. And, you know, you have a free style course actually as well.
Yes.
Where you teach women, I guess, the principles. And so what happens in the free style course? I know it's like 10 tips or 10 steps or something like that.
Well, yeah, you get a style guide. So, basically take you a little bit through the steps. Hey, what's your style personality? What's your body type? Blah, blah, blah. So basically those are the core things. And then you get a few emails after that where I go a little bit deeper into some of these topics.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. And because this is all about, I'm just looking at your website and your pictures before I was there. And I can't believe this is you, Sylvia. How did you learn about all of this and put together all this knowledge that you could transfer to other women?
Well, when I started kind of reinvigorating my style in Singapore, I did what I think many people do, right? You start to look at some of your stylish friends and then you think, oh, that looks good on her. And then you think, oh, I should have that too, right? And one of my friends had all these skimpy tops, right? With straps, you know, small straps and quite a lot of cleavage and all of that. And I thought, okay, I'll try. I mean, I was living in Singapore, right? So you want to wear that. And I was wearing a few of those things. And I didn't feel good in them. It's like, oh, this doesn't feel like me, right? I'm not somebody that likes to show off cleavage or whatever. And I just discovered that this doesn't feel like me. I'm not this kind of person. And so I started doing new things. And I started just basically really discovering what is really me. What do I like, right? And by sometimes doing things that don't work for you, you discover what does work for you. I tend to like things that are more architectural. I like things that are asymmetric. I want to have something unusual. I like architectural jewelry. So slowly but surely, I started to really hone in on my style. And I knew that if I have to buy something new, then it has to either be very practical, has to be comfortable, it also has to be slightly unusual in a way, right? I also started to add a little bit more color because I used to dress in a lot of those brownies, kind of beige kind of things, and that didn't work for me anymore. So I started really playing with colors, also, you know, with accessories quite a bit. I felt that accessories made a big difference because in the end, I like simple style. I like simple and a bit architectural, a bit unusual, but then with an extra adding an extra accessory or something. And when I started writing about style, and I think you have probably had the same, you start doing research, right? You start reading every single book about style. You start reading about all the rules, about what all the experts say. And the more I started reading and making up my own mind and actually practicing that in my own world, the more I got clear on my style, the more I could better explain it, right? That's also how I came upon this rule of thirds, the silhouette. And I felt that was a really easy way to discover when an outfit doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Oh, it's probably because I'm dividing my body in half. It's probably because the dimensions or the proportions of this outfit don't quite work, right? It's probably because I'm wearing too much white and I don't have too much red or something, another color to compensate for that too much white. So yeah, you just get better by doing a lot of it. And I just started doing a lot of reading, of course. And when you write about style every single day, you get good at it.
Yeah. And you've been doing this for 10 years. So like you became really, really good at it. The same thing with me, obviously.
That's right.
It's a very similar journey with me where I had my personal story. I had an issue. I had a problem. I had to solve it for myself. And then you are obsessed with the subject. You get really passionate. You write, you explore, you research, you interview people. And then at some point you become your own guru in a way and you can feel like you can help other women, or they start asking you about it, and then you put together a little system, you test it, it starts working, and then it grows from there, and on and on. So my question here for you, Sylvia, is I'm curious, what has changed for you in your life once you have discovered your own style and started dressing in a way that you really like what you see in the mirror every day, you know, because I think that that is one of the main problems for women. You know, we go to work or we get up and, you know, it's not exciting to, my goal is to have a wardrobe. And it's a journey for me, and it's a slow journey now, of course, because with pregnancy, I'm like, all right, you know, but ideally, I know I actually did by the end of the course that I took, it was a 6-month course. I did a whole, my ideal capsule wardrobe. It was a really, really fun exercise with all the pieces. I don't know how many pieces I had, but it was just incredible. And I was so inspired by it, something I've never done before. And your capsule can start with just 7 pieces that you can just play around, and that creates multiple outfits. So what has changed for you in your life once you have, I guess, really discovered that for you and found the solution? And what are you seeing in the women that you are helping? Because I know you have also a course, and that's how the majority of, you know, your income comes from that, I'm supposing.
My course is a very small part of my
income. Ah, okay. Do you do a lot of advertising on your website? Yeah. And affiliates. Okay, yeah. Right. Because you're writing so well, you have great traffic, and so you're also benefiting from all the amazing material you're putting out there. Hi, girlfriends. Sorry to interrupt. You're listening to the episode, but I quickly wanted to jump in and let you know that I have prepared something exciting for you. If you're interested in polarity, femininity, and how to embrace your feminine and how to attract primarily masculine men in your life, this announcement is going to be very useful for you, because I'm talking about my signature training. I'm like, how do I describe this experience? Because it's really an experience, you know. This is a signature training, my 1-hour webinar that I've put together. And it honestly, it's been through a few iterations in the last 2 years, but I feel like this is the best yet training of mine that didn't come from, you know, reading 2 books and 3 courses and like coming together in a copy paste thing that I now advise women to do. No, this has come from me, my own lived experience through my dating life and through finding and attracting the masculine man of my dreams and then marrying him and creating a family. This also came, yes, indeed, from a lot of research and learning and courses and coaches and oh my God, you name it. You know, it's been a journey of 5 years for me about that time. And also this has come from my clients. So the previous training, how is this different if you've signed up for another training of mine, which was the Live Female Success, by the way. This is different because this is now coming through a distillation of my work one-on-one with women who I've helped get to that place where they're just attracting better men, and they start attracting better masculine men and are on their way to actually to a relationship eventually. Not only masculine, but also masculine committed men. So if you are in a situation where you're attracting men that are less than desirable, let's say they're feminine men who don't want to lead, don't want to take charge, and men who are unavailable, then this training is for you. I will have to call this training How to Start Attracting Your Masculine Committed Men, basically in 30 days or less. And in this training, I will share with you some of the key things that I've learned throughout this journey that are helping. That's what my work with women is based on. So in this 60-minute training, you'll find the number one reason why you're still single and can't attract a committed masculine man. It's not what you think. How to break through the patterns of attracting unavailable or feminine men, as I said, and find your blind spot so you can attract the men you want. How to master the feminine masculine polarity so you start feeling taken care of, claimed, and finally be able to let go of control and uncover the lie of female success that's keeping you stuck, exhausted, and unfulfilled, which means in masculine energy all the time, so you can start living in freedom and joy and much, much more. So if you're interested, go to girlskill.com/webinar, sign up, and I can't wait for you to see this training and to let me know how it went. And by the way, there are no replays for this, so make sure you select the time that you can show up and be fully present. All right, I'm going to jump off and you continue listening to this episode. Let's talk about this question. What have you seen in your life? What are you seeing in the women who experience this transformation as well? Because it's not about the clothes, right? It's how you feel in them and what happens after.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I think confidence is way more important, right? That's why I'd really emphasize that you have to dress for yourself and not for other people, and that you really have to understand yourself. So in that sense, I wouldn't be the standard person because I'm not always perfectly groomed. I'm not always perfectly made up. I actually am a little bit allergic to mascara and all of that. I'm just really, I mean, and I've just recently got my let my hair go gray, right? I think the most important for me is that I'm just happy just being me, right? I just want to express myself the way that I want to be. And I feel the best if I do wear something nice. And if, like I said, if I wear something that's just a little bit different, right? Just a, and that I feel is flattering and, you know, I don't know. I think what's changed is that I just feel so comfortable being me and just, I know who I am. And I also know that I can dress in a heartbeat, right? Because, you know, you have certain formulas that just work, you know, and I suppose it made me really, really confident. And I think in the end, for me, that is the biggest gift, right? Because sometimes I do feel that people tend to, even though my website is all about style, even though I think it's really important that you look after yourself and that you have a sense of style, I also don't think that it should be too much of a focus, right? I feel that, yes, when you want to dress up and you want to do all those things, go ahead and, you know, do all those things. But when you just want to, you know, be casually simple and don't want to wear makeup, that is totally fine too. So I'm very much about just being who you want to be and at any given time and be totally okay with that, right? So be okay with not wearing makeup where you go out, and because that's how I live my life most of the time.
I like this practical down-to-earth approach. I guess the other question I wanted to ask you, which you probably answered so many times, and I see on your website, you know, how to dress after 40, and there's all these you know, different articles that women can find, like how to dress after 40 and still look hip, your top tips and everything. What is the main difference that I think I kind of know the answers to this question, but what is the main difference that you feel like is prevalent in women after 40 then versus obviously a woman in her 20s or 30s? What is something to keep in mind?
Well, I think a lot of women develop bellies or sagging arms or that kind of thing, and they become more aware of that, right? Also, legs are not maybe sometimes not as beautiful as they used to be. So women become a little bit more conscious of the way that their body develops. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I'm not saying that you have to hide any of it. But quite a few women want to know how they can still look their absolute best and downplay some of the parts that they might not be so happy with, right? So one of the more popular articles on my site is how to hide your belly. And, you know, some people then say, you can't hide a belly. But there's actually a lot of things you can do if you have a little bit of a belly to hide it or to make you look a lot more streamlined than maybe your body is. Clothes can be so useful for that. And my opinion is that you don't have to do any of it, but why, if you want to do it, I also don't see any reason why you wouldn't want to do it, why you wouldn't do it, right? If you want to come across as somebody that has like the most amazing body, you can absolutely do that, even if it's, you know, if underneath your clothes there might be some lumps and bumps and all of that. So I think, you know, and when you're young, you wear a t-shirt and you wear nothing and you look good, right? When you are over 40, you usually have to put a little bit more effort in, right? A little bit more finesse, a little bit more thinking about how can I structure this outfit with layers or, you know, with proportions in such a way that it makes me look and feel my absolute best. And I think that is the biggest difference. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I'm looking at that article right now, and the tips that you're giving here is, you know, number one was don't wear tight or clingy garments over your belly. Choose with drape, for example, right? Then you talk about, wear leggings or skinnies with longer draped or asymmetrical tops. So there's all these tricks and tips, you know, wear vertical lines to hide your belly. So there's certain things that you can apply and know about that can really, as you say, flatter. Like, for example, with me, and, you know, I'm not over 40 and I'm quite, as I said, weight has never been my problem. I've got other problems like any other woman, but just not weight. And I am petite and I'm skinny. And so what I realized about my body type, because every woman, no matter where you look, has something that she wants to hide, she wants to express. For me, I have short legs. So I've learned something that I never knew that I do. And today it's quite the trend. So it flatters me as well that I have to wear high waist, because when I do wear high waist, it's that proportion of, you know, I guess my legs become 2/3 of the body, and then the top of the body is just the top. So this way I can accentuate, or if my breasts are really small, you know, how can I also, you know, work with that? And anyways, there's so many things that you can do there.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah. And it's also very different, right? Somebody like you, some people love the fact that they're really petite and I want to highlight that. And some people want to say, no, I want to highlight more shape and I want to do that. So you have people that are big busted and I love that and I want to emphasize it and I want to put all the emphasize on the bust. And other people like, no, I'd like to downplay that area, right? So even two body types can have completely different ways that they want to highlight or downplay what they have. You know, of course, their style personality might be completely different. I mean, I did a fun, you know, test, you know, not so long ago. I have a friend. She's very, very different from me, similar body type. And we basically, I wore her clothes and she wore my clothes. And we were just relating on how we felt. And you know, and I was like, oh, that looks so good on you. She was like, oh, I hate it. I think it's awful, right? It's just, it doesn't work, right? So that's why it's for stylists or for anybody that, you know, that's why my course really emphasizes what do you like, right? It's not for me to tell you what you wear. I can give you all these guidelines and I give you rules of, you know, proportion and all of that. But in the end, you have to discover for yourself what's really you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I put down a note here, formulas, because you said formulas. But I'm guessing you probably talked about this as well. Is there anything you want to add in terms of how should women think about their wardrobe and maybe formulas that you can share with us that you use in your life or are the most common out there?
Well, it would be good if you know a little bit what your style personality is and what the essentials are for that personality, right? Because you want to have all the basics. And then when you have all the basic, like, for example, you have the right black pants or the right white shirt and the right, so that you can basically mix and match. I believe actually in having less rather than more. But, you know, just to really have the right things and then play with that and mix and match. And it's all about having the core wardrobe. And then every season you buy something that's just, you know, like a showpiece, like something extra, or you play with accessories. And what I mean with formulas is that you have certain outfits that, you know, when you have like 5 minutes of time, that you know what you can put together, and you know, you will look good, right? There are certain things that, you know, that when you have that combination on, it looks good. So that could be like a uniform or a formula for how you want to dress. I mean, for me, you know, like I said, skinny pants and an asymmetrical top and a necklace, that, you know, that's a formula I will always work. I will always feel good at that. I know that. And so you have to find out what your uniforms are or what your formulas are for you, and then build your wardrobe around it. And then you can have like not such a big wardrobe, but still have lots and lots of options.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful. And what about shopping, Sylvia? Because I know shopping is something that a lot of women struggle with. I've been there myself, you know. Shopping therapy is definitely something that I have been doing in the past. Not so much now because I'm just like super busy. But, you know, there are days where you're just like, I just want to buy myself a dress right now. And you go and you do it and it feels amazing, you know. So how do you approach shopping, or I guess, how do you teach women how to shop about around that?
Well, I mean, if you shop and you buy something, you have to, of course, if you want to be versatile and you want to know that it's really going to be getting your return, you want to wear it with at least 3 other things in your wardrobe, right? That doesn't really work for a dress, even though I like to buy dresses that sometimes I can repurpose. I can wear them over leggings, or I can sometimes unbutton them and wear them as a jacket. But the most important thing is, do I love this, right? And the other important thing is, do I not already have this in my closet? Because so many women buy the same thing all the time. It's just slightly different detail, but essentially they already have it. So a good rule can be that if you buy something, then another thing has to go. And that keeps your wardrobe manageable, minimal. And I think if you don't love a thing in the shop that you want to buy more than what you already have, then what's the point of buying it? right? Unless it's like an essential that you need to for your capsule wardrobe, right? If you have like a wardrobe, like you have all these pieces, but you have all these orphans, then sometimes if you buy one piece extra, then all of a sudden you can wear like 3 or 4 more things, right? That's important. You have to have this essential so you can mix and match. And you don't want to have too many orphans, which means things that you can only wear like that, and there's nothing that goes with it. That's usually not a good idea. But I think the best rule is that if you don't like it more than what you already have in your closet, then what's the point of buying it? And I usually wear my nicest clothes when I go shopping. So that makes that easier, right? If it's not nicer than what I'm wearing, why would you buy it?
Yeah, I love that you said that. And in what I've been learning, it's if you are buying something, first of all, it's all about being conscious about what you're buying and not just, you know, throwing your money at something to make you feel good. But when you're conscious and aware, whatever you're buying, buy it to in addition to your best clothes that you already have. And this goes similar, I think, to what you're saying in terms of it has to match with at least 3 pieces in your capsule. And I think most women are familiar with the capsule principle. But I guess, Sylvia, could you explain, is this something that you teach on your blog as well, or maybe in your course?
Yeah, I mean, basically a capsule is like things that go together, right? You don't want to have a wardrobe where everything is like stands on its own. So you have that piece and you have that piece and nothing goes together. It's much easier to get dressed every day if your things just go together. And that doesn't mean everything has to be the same color. Far from it. I actually encourage people to have, like, for example, if you have a white pant and a black pant and a jeans, right, you can have 20 color tops and it will all mix and match, right? Or, you know, so you want to have a big variety, but you want to make sure that it kind of, you kind of can mix and match, so that when you are going on a holiday and you only bring like 10 or 15 pieces, they all go together so that you have like 100 outfits. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and I think once you know your style, if you get all the essentials for your style so that you have all the basics, you can mix and match, then it's just a matter of adding a few seasonal items every season to add to that, to make it, you know, get that extra, you know, juice that you want and be on trend and still stay to completely true to your style.
Yeah, beautiful. So the idea is, and that's what I've been learning, like I took this 6-month course about the basic wardrobe and essentially the capsule. So when you learn, you know, those, I don't know if you have the 30 pieces or the 40 pieces, it doesn't have to be these even big, you can start with 10 really. But when you learn the fundamental basic pieces that have to be in your wardrobe and that are classic, and you can mix and match, and then you know that you get up and no matter what pants you're going to choose or skirt, whatever, with whatever top, with whatever blazer, with whatever, whatever, they're all going to mix and match. And that includes accessories, shoes, and things like that. Then life's become so much easier. At least this is what I'm experiencing. And you don't have to think about it much and stress and whatever. And I also love what you're saying, because that's exactly what I've been learning. Then with trends and seasons and when things, you know, because we're now in like, I don't know, is it a lot like the lime color and the gray and then all of these oversized things. And then you can just play with that and you can get a piece and then just wear that. But there's no I think clarity is what I really am experiencing. And also when you look good and when you feel look, when you get up every morning in the mirror, and that you're right, it's about confidence. It's about the message you're sending out there, because we all know how we feel when we're not looking our best self. So
yeah, exactly. It's about how you feel in your clothes, right? That's always the most important, because it doesn't matter what you wear, because everybody will always have their opinions. Some people will like what you have, some people won't. Most important opinion is always you, because you have to be in your clothes. You have to feel good in your clothes. So that's always the most important
thing. Yeah, beautiful. All right, Sylvia. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming to the show, to the podcast, sharing your wisdom. And so for everybody who's listening, we already talked about your website. Is this where they could find you and obviously read your blog, because it's very popular and it's very, very useful. I can clearly see how much work you're putting in it, and I definitely, how much you care about this and obviously why this is your livelihood. And yeah, I love it. So where can the women find you?
Well, my fashion blog is at 40plusstyle.com, so 40plusstyle.com. Like I mentioned, we publish a lot of articles. 99% of everything that I teach is 100% free. The site is supported by affiliate links and advertising and all of that. And I have a style course as well, which you're welcome to join. And there's a style personality quiz and a free guide that you can download. You can also find me on Sylvia van der Locht. You know, a large part of my income is passive because of these income streams. And I want more women, you know, coaches, especially consultants, women that are already doing work, but work a lot more one-to-one, experience what it's like to have these kind of passive income streams. So if people want to learn more about that and how you can make that happen for you in your life, then you can go to sylviavandeloch.com, where I'm going to be offering a program for that.
Great. So this is your current passion. This is like what you're currently working on actively.
Yeah, I want to really help more women get that kind of freedom, right? To really become independent, to really do what they love, to really turn their passion into, yeah, and even their businesses, and add more passive income streams. Because for me, that has given me so much freedom, and I have a lot to teach about that. So that's something that some of the women in your audience want, and come check it out.
Beautiful. All right. Thanks so much, Sylvia. We're going to link to that in the show notes. And that reminds me to check out and tell everyone what episode number this is so they can go to the website and to the link and to actually check you out. So I have your interview scheduled as 211. So everybody listening and watching, go to girlskill.com/211, 211, and you'll find all the information about Sylvia and how to follow her. Sylvia, thanks so much. I really, yeah, admire and respect what you're doing and how you're living your life and your passion for fashion and style, and now obviously for passive income. So thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Anna.
All right, girlfriends, hope you enjoyed listening or watching to this episode. And if you did, and if you resonate with most of the things I'm saying and you want to learn more and you want to finally start attracting masculine men, I have an invitation for you. So as you know, I am committed and passionate about helping successful women attract and keep committed masculine men. So I have a personal invitation for you. If you're resonating with everything and you're ready to step up and invest in yourself and take things to the next level, I would love, love, love to talk to you and see if you'd be a fit for my work and what I do. And so basically what I'm doing is I'm inviting you, and it's a personal invitation if you resonate, because I don't work with everyone and I'm not here to just, you know, make a quick buck and whatever. I'm here committed to your result, and I will make sure that we go until the end and that we get you the result that you want, which is start attracting better men. So I invite you to sign up to actually apply for a free discovery call with me. It's a call that is 1 hour long, and what we do is we talk about your current situation, where you are today, and what's wrong, quote unquote wrong, with your dynamics with men, what you don't like, and then we're going to talk about what you really want and where you want to get. And at the end, if I find that that's a good fit, I'll tell you what I do and I'll offer you to join us and how we could work together. So just to give you a bit of context, this experience is all about, and what I'm going to offer to only if I find that that's a good fit, is about, number one, putting yourself in the best position to start attracting committed masculine men, and not through tactics and techniques or tips, tricks, whatever, but just by being you and understanding and appreciating men, thus creating a deeper relationship with yourself as a feminine essence woman and attract better committed masculine men. Number two, it's all about letting go of overworking perfectionism and the need to control by overcoming your limiting beliefs, patterns, and obstacles to rediscover your worth and enoughness, and rebuilding your faith in your own voice and your own decisions, and exploring your boundaries, and so on and so on. Number three, it's all about letting your body lead, stop overthinking, and start trusting your gut and your heart when it comes to making decisions, expanding and embracing your range of emotions, cultivating sense of awareness and pleasure, and feeling more without apologizing for it. And I know if you're here, you understand, and you know that the path to your masculine man, who's a conscious conscious, healthy man is through you. It's through embracing your feminine nature. It's through running with the wolves and embracing your wild feminine side and actually gaining power from it. And a healthy masculine man will only be attracted to that if you get to that place yourself. And last but not least, it's all about becoming deeply connected to yourself as a woman. Understand what true femininity is, exploring deeper levels of intimacy, and finally becoming free, lighter, and open. Embracing basically the feminine side of polarity, because again, this is what your masculine man wants. And it's all about stop living in the masculine energy by pushing, doing, and choosing all the time, and start living, enjoy freedom and your wild nature, where you can surrender, where you can finally let go. Trust me, this is an amazing place to be, and it's easy and joyful, and it feels natural and feels like a woman. So if you resonate, go to girlskill.com/apply, and there's going to be a short survey, step one, just apply there. And then the next step is to schedule a call with me. It's going to be an hour. We have fun on this call, so I hope to see you there. And my calendar is booked for another, my calendar is open for another week. So go ahead and do that. If you don't see times that are available for you, make sure you email me, because I'll always make time for you to make sure that you get your spot. All right, girlfriend, keep running with wolves, and I'll see you next week. Okay, bye.